Welcome to Personnel Matters, the official podcast of the Air Force Personnel Center, hosted by Major General Jefferson O'Donnell.
Welcome to Personnel Matters. I am Major General Jefferson O'Donnell, commander of AFPC and your podcast host. I'd also like to welcome back your Air Force's Personnel Center's SEL, Chief Ludd.
Hey, General. Thanks for having me again. Really excited to be here to talk about this topic today.
Thanks for being here, Chief. It's right down your alley.
Yes, sir.
We are here to provide information and updates on the programs and processes at the Air Force's Personnel Center that guide your career. The podcast is also a direct line where you can reach out to me with questions, concerns, or suggestions. Your Air Force Personnel Center executes more than 400 programs covering the entire life cycle of Department of the Air Force military and civilian personnel. Today, we are focusing on enlisted promotions and boards. Now, don't tune out if you're an officer or civilian. You are a critical part of this process. And this ties all to a very important element of our Department of Defense, which is meritocracy. Now, the Air Force enlisted promotion system is based on merit and designed to identify and promote those most qualified in positions of increased responsibility. It's a multifaceted system primarily based on the Weighted Airman Promotion System, or WAPS, for promotion to Staff Sergeant through Tech Sergeant. And for the top three promotions, we hold central boards at AFPC where airmen and guardians are selected for promotion in their core AFSC or SFSC. Now, Chief, if you could, tell us a little bit about the E1 to E4 airman and guardian promotion process.
Absolutely, General. When I think about our promotion process, when I think about readiness, when I think about lethality, this is at the core of that to ensure that we get the right airmen and the right guardians in the positions and at the rank and the grades they need to be. With all promotions, I'll tell you that first and foremost, I need everyone to understand that there's an individual responsibility here that you have to constantly be thinking about. Please review your records. You know, I do it my birthday month. I always make it a point to get out there, review my records, and make sure that everything's tight, make sure that my decorations, you know, my EPBs, those kind of things are in the system and they all reflect the way that they need to, because that's where the Air Force and the Space Force is going to go to pull from to make sure that you're ready to be promotion eligible, and then how we're going to determine who's going to get promoted. But then after that, I tell folks, don't overthink it either, right? Make sure your records are right. What I need you to do is do your JOB, right? A lot of these things, especially E1 through E4, they're based on time as long as you're doing a good job and you're out there. I talk about energy, effort, expertise, be the best airman or guardian that you can be. And then finally, General, I would say trust the process. Trust is key. Understand that we are looking to promote the best. Your time will come and trust the process that we have in place and your promotion will come.
Thanks, Chief. So that's E1 to E4. So then for staff and tech, like we said, that WAPS system comes into play. What's involved with that?
WAPS has changed over the years, especially over my 30 years in the Air Force. But currently right now, when we look at our WAPS promotions you're talking about, that's a factor of your decoration points. So you get points for all your decorations. Your last three EPBs are looked at, and you get, you know, points based on those. And then your test scores, the e-testing and those scores are all calculated in to determine kind of that order of merit for promotion.
That's a good point, Chief. Thanks. Now, with us today to talk about enlisted promotions is AFPC's Chief of Enlisted Promotions, Mr. D. Baxter. He executes DAF enlisted promotion operations for 265,000 airmen and guardians across 172 different AFSCs and SFSCs, as well as the Stripes for Exceptional Performer Program, STEP. It also provides strategic guidance to 12 badge comms and field comms, 82 MPFs, and 3,500 squadrons, improving promotion process understanding and compliance across the DAF. Welcome, D.
Thank you, Sir General Donald, Chief Ludd. Thank you for this opportunity to speak to our airmen and guardians.
Thanks. Thanks for being here. So numbers-wise, how many enlisted airmen are we talking about each year for airmen and guardians that are getting selected?
Yes, sir. Looking at last year's numbers, we promote about 24,000 each annually.
We talked about, you know, Chief mentioned about for the E1 to E4s, how kind of the process works, and then we have the boards for those top three. Like, so how do those boards actually work as far as what goes into that?
Yes, sir. So from my position in DPM, we execute all pre-board operations before the board begins. And we encourage individuals for our top three, E7, E8, and E9, and from our S5 all the way to S1, they're boarded as well. So we encourage individuals to review their records because it's not point-based. It's essentially a records review of your decorations, your EPBs, your duty history. And as you mentioned earlier, we promote individuals based on their potential to perform in an increased responsibility. So unlike our staff sergeants and tech sergeants, the promotion board essentially is a records review of all the things you've accomplished up until this point. For our top three as well, I would like to mention it's a review of your last five EPBs as well.
Excellent. And then, you know, something that you talked about, the preparation, one of the things that I constantly, you know, making sure we remind the field, especially the leaders and the MPFs and force support squadrons, and is about the file freeze date. So what is that file freeze date?
Yes, sir. So for us, that number, and it's not a secret, it's posted out on MyFSS. That file freeze date is the drop dead date for our office, for our Airmen and Guardian, to have had all their documents in their records updated correctly before the promotion cycle or select run happens, or before the board begins. That is the last opportunity to make any changes, correct any errors that you may have found from reviewing your records before those promotion board begins or the select run happens.
Dee, one question. You talk about the importance of reviewing your records. What's the one thing that you would say you and your team see consistently that, you know, maybe we missed or we need to look at and focus on as individuals?
Yes, sir. That's a very good thing to point out. Looking at all our cycles and our after actions, we see that individuals miss the opportunity to make simple corrections in their records that would have rendered them eligible on time and on their cycle. And those things can be as simple as missing your top SCOD or your top EPB, missing decorations, and duty information for our top three individuals. So,
thank you.
Yeah, no, that's really good. And then, in addition to those things, and you mentioned like reviewing the records, is there anything else that's kind of, in your experience, is a key factor for enlisted personnel to think about when they're focusing on or thinking through the promotion process and potential for selection?
The key takeaway that I would like to leave our Airmen and Guardians with is record review. We encourage individuals to review their records at least once during the promotion cycle, but as frequently as possible before, one, the PCOD, and two, before that file freeze. Not only reviewing, but reviewing and looking for those errors and raising your hand and, hey, working with your MPFs, your CSSs, and for our Space Force Guardians, working with your ETMA liaison, identifying those issues, coming online, making those corrections before board begins or before select run happens.
All right. Well, we do have a TFSC question related here. So the Total Force Service Center operates a call center 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 361 days a year, where personnel experts are available to support you and provide answers to your questions. And one of those questions we get frequently, actually, is why does it take AFPC so long to announce promotions after the cycle closes out?
Yes, sir. That's a very good question, and we experience the increase in phone calls and emails at the end of each cycle. Enlisted promotions were directed by our AFI to complete data verification.
That's good. Yeah, we appreciate people's patience. As you said, and I'll just emphasize, because I've seen the team doing it, is there is a lot of work that goes into the pre-board, the board process, and the post-board to make sure that we are getting as close to 100% right every time. And we know that because it's so complicated, we're going to make some errors, but that's what those processes are for, to try to mitigate as much as possible any of those potential things that might sneak through with errors and records. It's very complicated, hundreds of thousands of documents, right, that the team's reviewing throughout the process.
General, as we close, one final question for you, and you'll probably chuckle a little bit when you hear this one. So can you help me understand the importance of the 48-hour promotion release? Why is there a difference that senior raiders get the list? Why can't we just push that out publicly right when we have the results?
Chief, that's an excellent question. It's something that's I'm passionate about, but there is a very personal aspect of this, and that's why we say personnel is personal. And so that early release for senior raiders is something. We could just go out and say log in and see if you got promoted or not. And actually, the Air Force has tried that in the past, and we didn't like it. Airmen didn't like it. Supervisors didn't like it. And the reason is because it's not personal. It doesn't allow those senior leaders who should have been or those supervisors who are were helping you review those records and be prepared for promotion and are investing in you and helping you, you know, achieve that next rank and those next opportunities to be able to be the one that comes to you and tells you whether or not you were selected. And if you weren't selected, which I think is even more important, the opportunity for them to be able to be the one to tell you and to talk to you and to answer your questions and to help you kind of figure out, okay, now what? What's next? Let's talk about that.
Thank you, General. That is such an important element and key to command and being a good supervisor.
Yeah. Thanks, Chief. Great question. Well, we're getting to the end of our podcast for this time. And so if you didn't listen to the previous podcast, go back. It's about the Air Force Wounded Warrior Program. But I want to highlight that just in a couple of weeks, we're going to have the Warrior Games out in Colorado Springs near the Air Force Academy. It goes from 18 to 26 July. And if you're in the area or you want to be in the area, you are welcome to attend. Come see our Air Force Wounded Warriors compete with our other service Wounded Warriors from the United States in various adaptive sports events and also really just to hear and talk to them about their stories. It's an amazing event. Listen to the podcast if you have more questions or you're curious about that. Next time, we're going to talk about information technology and AFPC platforms. All right, so if you have a question or issue you would like us to address, look for our contact information in the comments. From your Air Force's Personnel Center, where our mission is people first, I'm General O'Donnell. Thank you for listening.
We hope you found this episode informative and helpful in taking charge of your career. Be sure to subscribe on Divots and visit our AFPC website for more resources. Have a question or topic suggestion? Reach out to us. Links to the sites and services presented in this episode of Personnel Matters, along with our website and email address, are on the podcast page. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.